Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A 53-year-old KZ man was arrested recently for the solicitation, sexual abuse, sexual exploitation, and grooming of a child. Danny R. Hills was arrested on Sunday by the KZ Police Department. According to a Facebook by the police department, Hills is being charged with indecent solicitation of a child, aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, and grooming. The Facebook post stated that the child was a 14-year-old female at the time of the alleged crimes. Hills is currently being incarcerated at the Clark County Jail. Do you have local news? Visit our website at effinghamradio.com and click the Submit Local News button. For more local news, visit our website or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. With 15 lawmakers in the General Assembly either resigning, not running for re-election, or running for a higher office, there's bound to be a significant number of new faces in Springfield after the next election. Some think that's a good thing. A number of Republicans who voted for the Democrat-driven tax increase have said they don't intend to seek re-election next year. In total, 15 lawmakers will not hold their current office after the next general election. State Senator Kyle McCarter is one who's not running for re-election next year. He's imposed a self-term limit on himself. He says our founding fathers never meant public service to be a lifetime position.
What it was intended to be is citizens coming from their line of work, bringing with them life experiences, knowing how to best keep the people they represent as free as possible.
Jeff Raines with Change Illinois says the state's unfairly drawn districts result in a lack of accountability.
We know that come Election Day 2018, most of them aren't going to have any problem heading back to the state house.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.